today, when you want to get money out of your bank account or you want to invest in something, you can do it completely on the internet. I mean, you can't do anything like that in healthcare. That's what drives people crazy.
Charles Ditkoff is with Bank of America Securities, where he's the managing director and co-head of the Global Healthcare Group in Corporate and Investment Banking. I'm Jason Lopez of Pontech.net at the DEALS Healthcare Dealmaking Symposium held at the Meridian Hotel in New York on March 18, 2008. Ditkoff says the healthcare industry is about as cutting edge as it gets with technologies that enable devices to diagnose and treat illnesses. However, he says the industry lags when it comes to information technology.
Why is healthcare so much further behind than financial services? Why are we 30 years behind in terms of information technology that people can use and physicians can use? Again, part of it is it's more complicated, but part of it is because it's so fragmented.
Is it an integration problem, though? Because point-of-sale technology has pretty much been integrated into our lives, and what we're seeing here are all these legacy systems that are incredibly difficult to bring.
Right. It's a hard thing to answer why it's not working. You know, again, companies like McKesson have solutions that work. Companies like Cerner and Eclipsis, they have solutions that work. The problem is getting the physicians to adapt those technologies. Physicians, you know, don't get paid for adopting those technologies. So the government is trying to get physicians to, you know, e-prescribe, which is basically you go into a physician's office, you get a prescription, he writes it out on a pad 50% of the time. Now, he gives it to you on a pad, he of course at the same time redundantly types it into his computer. But why not just have him, again, like what Allscripts does, is, you know, talk into the machine, have the thing automatically downloaded to your local pharmacy, have it pop up at the pharmacy, have the pharmacy be able to tell whether or not you're covered for that drug under your formulary, under your PBM and your managed care plan, what rate of copay you have to make for that drug, whether you're interacting with that drug. For example, let's say the patient forgets to tell the physician that he's on another drug. Well, the physician doesn't know, he prescribes the wrong drug. It should hit a database where it should say, oh no, Charlie can't take this drug because he's on this other drug. Instead, he can take this drug. All that stuff should be automated, or somewhat automated, and it's not. I mean, it's much, much better now. Again, don't get me wrong. Things are amazingly more advanced than they used to be, but it still doesn't, you know, really work that well. And if a patient's sloppy, a patient can forget to tell a physician something, and it could lead to a really bad outcome.
Where are we on the curve of change right now?
Things are definitely getting better. I think the problem isn't that things are getting better. The problem is it's a very large, fragmented system. Healthcare is very expensive already. People are reluctant to spend money on non-essential things. Again, if you're a physician, your revenues are being squeezed by managed care reimbursement. You're very busy. You just don't have the time it takes to sit down and figure these things out. Now, in the long run, the return on capital to the physician is excellent for doing these things, just like it is for a hospital for doing these things, if the hospital or the physician has the money and the time. Hospitals and physicians who invest in these systems intelligently always benefit from them.
Andy Kessler talked about the fact that there's sort of a Googleization going on with healthcare. There's going to be a way to really significantly reduce costs. Do you see this happening very quickly, or is this not really the first step? Are we really talking about something like a...
I think we have other things yet to do, because I think there are a lot of ways that that is already happening. And again, I think WebMD, if you were to call them on the phone and ask them what they do, and there are certain benefit plan services that are already done. Fidelity does it. You'd be amazed at the things that are done that were never done before. But still the basic problem is, at the end of the day, healthcare is regulated. You know, people talk about the possibility in the future of a person deciding they want to have an operation. They go onto the web, they type in operation, like you want to buy a tire, and they type in their zip code. You know, and remember, because healthcare's still got to be locally provided, so it's not like you can get it mailed to you. So if you type in your zip code, there's 10 physicians who do it. You type in the procedure, you get their prices, and you'll get their quality. You know, who did the best outcomes. And you know, theoretically, that's all going to become available. The problem is that because healthcare is more complicated, because there's more variables in that, it's not like you're just getting the exact same commodity tire. It's not so easy to do that over the internet. So, for example, one physician might say, "I'll charge you $3,000 for this, you know, an eye operation, and I've had this kind of result." Well, the problem is that physician may only take patients that are relatively healthy and have relatively good outcomes coming out of those procedures. So comparing that physician to a hospital where they got to take all comers isn't really a fair comparison. So there's a lot of that that needs to be worked out before people are going to be able to just kind of pop on the net. But I do think that there are algorithms out there now where you can say, okay, I'm a 46-year-old man, I weigh 182 pounds, I don't smoke, I drink a little bit, I don't eat that well, I exercise once a week, I got two kids, my wife doesn't work, my kids are this age, what healthcare plan should I take? And believe it or not, the technology is there where they can figure out in all these different demographics what the outputs are, what the cost should be, and then once they know that, they can actually recommend, look, this is the best plan for you. As long as you trust that the person doing that calculation is actually looking out for your best interests, you know, and not looking out for someone else's interests, either a managed care plan or employer, you know, then it definitely is helpful.
Cost containment seems to be one of the major themes so far in all of the sessions. Is IT the key to cost containment?
It's critical, but it's also critical. It's funny, you know, IT is critical to everything, but it's also key to quality. So, for example, one of the things the government's trying to do is pay doctors for better quality performance. Well, you need IT to be able to measure whether or not you are, in fact, delivering better quality. Reimbursement is this pressure on reimbursement costs, so physicians need to get as much as they can for what they're doing. That's charge capture. So I'm a physician, you come into my office, I do 15 things to you, I only bill you for 11 because I'm just not that good at figuring out what I've done. Well, you got to bill them for all 15 things. That's fair, right? So what you really want in healthcare is you want a transparent healthcare system where you come into my office, I do three things for you, and you pay me a fair price for those three things. The problem right now in healthcare is that what happens instead is you get treated for these three things. Another patient comes to my office, I do the exact same three things. You pay three times as much as that person because you have health insurance and that person doesn't. And there's cross subsidies going on. There's all these different things going on that are distorting the market system. So people say, oh, the market economy is the solution. I generally believe a market economy is the solution. The problem is you don't have a market economy now and you've got these cross-subsidization going on. So long answer to your question is data will allow us to understand what we're doing and then that will allow us to price things accordingly. That will reduce inefficiencies in the system. That will then lead to cost containment.
Charles Ditkoff is the managing director and co-head of the Global Healthcare Group in Corporate and Investment Banking at Bank of America Securities. He was a panelist on a session focusing on technology at the Healthcare Dealmaking Symposium held at the Park Meridian Hotel in New York on March 18, 2008. The symposium was an event from the financial publication The Deal. I'm Jason Lopez of PodTech.net.